If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Bruce, how are you?
I'm just fine. Yourself?
Good. Thank you so much for holding on. You had a question for Frank?
Yes. I'm doing some renovations. I'm not quite to the point where I need, you know, any kind of devices, but I'm going to be putting in backing where I think I will need grab bars. And the question I have for a stair lift, what pre-planning should I do that? What should be in the wall, behind the wall?
So stair lift, one, first off, thanks for holding so long. But the stair lift actually mounts to the stair tread. Nothing at all attaches to the wall. So you don't have to do any kind of planning in the walls. Are you rebuilding your staircase currently?
It's going to be up in the air, whether, you know, how that's going to be.
Okay.
But I was thinking, like, you know, do I need electrical? Do I need it at the top of the stairs, the bottom of the stairs?
So all stair lifts run on batteries. So it's just a charger that the batteries will go onto, that it's on the rail. And the outlet can be anywhere within 20 feet of the top of the stairs or 20 feet of the bottom of the stairs. The cord for it is very small, so we were used to running it along baseline or baseboards and tucking it in where you can't see it in order to get to an outlet. But if you are doing renovations, then put one within 3 feet of either the top step or the bottom step.
Okay. And then how long do those batteries, you know, what kind of... how long is the charge life?
So what?
How often do you have to plug it in?
It's plugged. It's running 24/7. So it does, it's charging 24/7. So when you are on either the top or the bottom of the stair, and some of them have actually constant rail charging, the stair lift will be charging the batteries. So and if the power were to go out, most stair lifts have a runtime of 12 to 20 runs from top to bottom that will before that batteries will actually die out.
Okay. So just have a power outlet at the top or the bottom of the stairs, I'm good?
Correct. And it could just be a normal outlet. It does not have to be dedicated. The whole charging circuit at most will draw 2.5 amps. So it's no more than a cell phone charger.
Okay, great.
Bruce, thank you for holding. And if you could hold on one more second, unless Patrick already got your vitals, we'll set you up with your choice of a Mr. Floor product, which is good. Is it bad for someone who could walk upstairs, who doesn't want to walk upstairs anymore, to get some kind of a chair lift? I hate going upstairs.
I was thinking about the question he asked about the time, and my first thought was, how many times are you recreationally riding this thing?
Oh, yeah. Good point. You want to move, right? Every doctor out there, every PT out there is going to tell you want to move, right? One of the leading causes of deaths in people over the age of 65 is lack of movement, right? You're not doing anything anymore, right? I was in a seminar last week, and I had this amazing stat that I heard that if you're over 65 and you fall and you break your hip, then you're have a 37% chance of dying within the first 2 years.
Really?
And the chance of dying within the first 6 months is 23%. I was blown away by that. So I looked, you know, I did all the Google searching, and, you know, you take that for what it is. But there's a lot of different studies on there that have numbers that are all very similar. You know, so that was really eye-opening to me. I've been in this industry for 20 years, and that was not something that I was aware of. You know, that how quickly, you know, that lack of movement as you get older becomes a problem, right? So you want to move. But you want to move safely.
Yeah.
So stair lifts are good in that regard, as far, because you have to walk to them, you have to sit down. Yes, you can ride it up the staircase, you know, which is a major tripping hazard. You can get off at the top, you have to get yourself up, and then you have to walk away from it. So
could I put the laundry basket on it and send it up?
Okay. Legally. You know, per my license, no, it's only for people riding it. But I will tell you, a lot of people do just that, right? They'll put the laundry on it, and then they'll send it upstairs, and then they'll walk behind it.
Yeah.
You know, because you can operate these with the remote as you're going.
Because I'm telling you, my mother-in-law said something to me. We bought a house. We've been in it 26 years. I love it, but there are a lot of stairs, and it's like, she said, you know, when you're thinking, you just get, she's from Corinth, Mississippi, so she's like, well, when you find your house, you're never thinking about stairs when you're younger, but you should have bought a ranch house. And really, that's kind of true.
It is true.
So,
yeah, ranch homes are the best, but it's hard to get enough land nowadays,
yeah,
especially in this area, in order to build a ranch that's suitable.
And I'm just being silly. I wouldn't write it up like that just for fun. And Davey, you wouldn't either, just for recreational things, would you?
I'm with Frank. Keep moving.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to keep moving. So the more you can keep moving, the better, which is why we do a lot of handrails is like the first thing to help somebody who's having mobility issues. It's just so they can have a handrail on either side of the staircase for that extra stability, but they're still moving. And then the second thing we'll do is put in a lift.
You said you've been in this business 20 years.
Yeah, it'll be 20 years in January.
Congratulations, first and foremost. And secondly, this isn't something people thought about before. They really would just move if the stairs became too much for them. You have created this whole thing where you get to stay in your own house and fix it to your specifications.
And the cost of moving, you know, has gone up so much. And now we were talking earlier about the inventory, right? The inventory has been horrible for the last few years, right? So where are you going to move to? You know, what kind of home are you going to move into? So most of the time, the renovations that we can do will be half the cost of actually your moving and closing expenses if you wanted to move to another house.
Amazing. And so I was on the website, which is allaboutaccess.com, and I didn't even realize all the different things you do. Wheelchair ramps, home elevators.
Yeah.
That is cool.
It is cool. It is cool. And it's a great solution for three stories or more. You know, we do a lot of them down here in Chicago with the 4 and 5 story brownstones, where your kitchen and main living area is actually elevated up 6-7 feet. So that works out really well when you, especially when, you know, even when you're younger, to just carry luggage and move stuff around.
So. I want an elevator.
I can help you.
And what's an inclined platform lift.
An inclined platform lift rides a stair like a stair lift, but it is made for a wheelchair to roll onto, and then that wheelchair would get lifted all the way up to the main, to the next level, and then they can roll right off, and just like you would, you know, on a stair lift, exactly the same, but you're doing it with a wheelchair.
All right. How do people reach out to you? What's the best way? Frank Wazalewski from Access.
You can call us at 630-616-6249 or visit us at allaboutaccess.com.
All right. We will continue speaking with you. We're going to take a break, but you can call us or text us on the MegaPros phone and text line, or send us a photo. You can do that as well. 312-981-7200. It's Wendy Snyder in for David Hochberg. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Amy?
Yeah.
I'm not touching your last name because there's a bet and over under that I'll screw up your last name. Ferrera.
Ferrari.
Ferrera.
Furball.
Ferrera.
Flapjack.
Fight Club.
Fructose.
Farfalle.
Ferrarel.
Holy flippin' flap.
Ferrarel.
I got it right. I didn't know this was an English class today, which, if it is, get another D.
Now, here's Wendy Snyder and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I only screwed it up twice last week.
You did well.
Ferrarel. I love the Farfalle. That is so great. All right. Amy was here when I was in a few weeks ago, also from Access. Today it's Frank Wazalewski. And Corey Ambrose is also here from Blue Sky Restoration. Blue Sky Restoration. We'll talk to him in a bit. And Davey Haas from Miracle Method. And
good morning.
Pardon?
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. 312-981-7200, the MegaPros phone and text line. And we did get a text in just now, Frank, 847. You were talking about batteries on the chairlift, and someone wants to know, how long should a battery last on a chairlift? It's used 2 times a day.
Yeah, using it is always good. I mean, and that's anything that has a battery. Even like your car, you let it sit, the battery dies, right?
Yeah.
Batteries like to be used. You Same with a flashlight. Right? You should go and check it all the time because otherwise when you go to use it, it won't be working. But using it two times a day is fine. But all the chargers nowadays are smart chargers. So they let the battery drain a little bit and then they recharge it, which simulates using a battery, which helps them last. So
I didn't realize that's why it does that.
Yep. So unless there's a defect in the charger, like the voltage supply getting to the battery, batteries typically last 5 to 7 years.
5 to 7 years. Huh. That's pretty good, actually. 312-981-7200-847. Hi, I live in a split level, 4 stairs up to a landing, 4 more to a living room, and 6 to the bedroom level. Can a single lift do all those together?
Yes.
Really?
So, yeah. So we could do a home elevator and do that, or we could do a vertical platform lift. Vertical platform lifts were limited to 16 feet of travel total in the United States, but it's based on what he's describing here, we're going to be pretty close to that, so we should be able to pull that off.
Interesting. All right, and someone from Orland Park, a WGN listener named Lisa, called to ask about getting her home ready for some visiting in-laws over the holidays. Can you help us on that?
Yeah, so we get a lot of calls, especially this time. That one came in early, so it was really nice to talk to Lisa earlier this week. But we get a lot of calls in that regard of, hey, my mom's coming to visit or my in-laws are coming to visit. And, you know, last year she was fine, but this year she's using a walker. Or she broke her foot and she's in a boot. And I'm worried about her getting up the stairs, or I'm worried about her getting into our house because we have, you know, an odd entry, right? Or we have a broken up sidewalk, and I'm worried about her, you know, tripping and falling on that. So there's a lot of things that we can do as a company to help with that, where you don't have to necessarily rebuild the sidewalk at this, you know, at this juncture. But we can rent ramps. We could rent
We can rent stair lifts
for the holidays, for, you know, that people can use. And we're also right now, we're running a promotion where if you're buying a lift or a ramp, it's free installation on either product, not from now until New Year's.
I didn't even know. See, I swear to God, every time I listen to this show, I learn something new. Everyone, hopefully, lives in a home or rents or has somewhere to lay their head at night. And we all have these problems at some point in our life. What do we do? Who do we call? I had no idea it's rentable. That is great.
Yeah, because it's, again, you yourself may not need it at this point, but if you have a family member, and it doesn't even have to be a parent, to be honest. The average age of our clients is actually 37 years old. So,
explain that. The average age of your client, 37 years old.
Car accidents, medical malpractice, diseases.
I don't even think of these things.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, that is, totally. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that just threw me for a loop.
Me too. I didn't know that about either. That makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's actually, the aging population at this point is only 11% of our overall business, which is actually up from 8% 5-6 years ago.
Well, people are living longer.
And again, we want to encourage our older population to move as much as you can until it's unsafe for you to move, you know, upstairs or, you know, navigate a...
Move activity-wise, not move and change houses.
Correct. Move activity-wise. Yes. Move. Keep your body moving. Yep. You know, it's the most important thing we can do. So we encourage that, and we have a lot of solutions to just help people do that movement safely.
Text from 217 regarding Miracle Method. I love Miracle Method. I'm a realtor in Central Illinois and list a lot of homes that were built in the 1960s and 1970s. I strongly recommend Miracle Method to all of them. They have colored tubs and showers. Yay for Miracle Method.
Oh, thanks. And we've got that's a great friend of mine down there named Todd in Central Illinois. He covers Bloomington, Peoria area. I'm guessing that she's worked a lot with Todd. He's a great guy. Taught me a lot of things, too.
I had to throw that in there.
Thank you.
You know, no, again.
A good one. Wonderful.
All right. Back to Frank Wazalewski from Access. Hi, my mother-in-law cannot get out of bed, has been for 2 years. She gets physical therapy through Medicare. Any other advice or tips on how at least to get her into a wheelchair? Well, you are not a doctor.
She cannot get out of bed. So, no, we have a ceiling-mounted lift. And that lift is designed to help and if your mom can do it, she can actually put the sling on herself,
yeah,
pick herself up out of the bed. It will mechanically carry her over to the wheelchair, and she can lower herself down into it. If she cannot do it herself, there are slings that are more designed for a caregiver to do it for that person, but it is much, much safer to do that than to lift up your mom and move her into the wheelchair yourself, because if you throw out your back, now you have two clients in the house, you know, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah, that is not a good thing. Again, I would not know of any of this stuff. I had a cousin who became ill and stayed home for a while, eventually went on hospice, but I had never seen those lifts before, and very helpful. Again, you just don't know who to call. Here's one more text. Hi, this is for Frank. A couple few months ago, my disabled elderly aunt applied for the grant that you suggested. We had the people come out and assess, and they said she was definitely eligible, and they were going to suggest a ramp, several other things as well. But now there's an email from one of the people that everything's on hold. It has nothing to do with my aunt. Just wondering if you have any idea what we should do.
Yes. So they're talking about the Independent Network of Center for Independent Living, or the Illinois Network of Center for Independent Living Home Modification Grant. We have been doing several of these, you know, and I understand where they're coming from, and because some of the Centers for Independent Living are having a hard time. They didn't have the people on staff for when this program was shotgunned down their throat, right? So they're having a hard time getting it up and going.
Yeah.
I can tell you that there's constant movement on this. It is a weekly thing that and we're actively involved in helping educate and bring people in, but it's coming, so be patient. It's a good thing they came out and saw you, and it's a good thing they recommended these things.
It's in motion,
and now it might be in slow motion, you know, at that, yeah, event, but it's going to happen, so stick with it and just be patient. And you know, a year from now when this renews, they're going to have a system completely down pat. So.
And they also said, I'm going to call them this week. That might not be a bad idea
no,
either.
Just call them and follow up politely on. And just understand that they really are all trying to do their best. There's nobody out there that doesn't want to help you with this program. It's just, again, they all got shotgunned down their throat July 1st. And obviously, us talking about it on air just kind of sped it up a little,
yeah,
bit.
You know?
But we have been a lot of these have been getting done. We've been completing them every week. So this program is moving and moving very well.
Perfect. Frank Wasilewski, Access, allaboutaccess.com.